Hi guys, welcome back. Welcome to Inner Works. If this is your first time listening, my name is Olivia, and thank you for being here with me today. Thank you for sharing your energy with me. If you are a frequent listener, welcome back. You might notice a difference in the audio, and that is because, one, I'm outside, so if you hear some crickets or if you hear the fire that I'm sitting by, that is because I'm sitting by a fire outside. But I'm also recording from my phone this week. I don't have my normal setup because I'm out of town and I still really wanted to put out an episode. So I'm just doing it on my phone and making do with what I have. I have a lot on my mind. A lot of things I want to share, a lot of things I want to talk about. So the family that I nanny for, they went out of town, and so I didn't have to work for while they were out of town, obviously. So I took those few days to come home and come back to my hometown and visit my family and visit my friends, or my one friend. I've been visiting with family and just back in my hometown. I've been going to the beach a lot, and it's been really great, really nice. I'm very grateful that I didn't have to work. I very much so needed a mental break, and I've just been trying to be as present as possible, but I've also had a lot of realizations while I've been here, and it's been quite the experience. I've had a couple things happen to me where it's just caused a lot of self-reflection, and I want to share it because it's heavily on my mind, and you guys will see why. I journaled right before this, and that helped, but I always feel better after I record a podcast episode, even though it's literally just me venting. And so, you know, if people can resonate with that, then that's amazing. But even if people don't resonate with this episode, it still feels amazing for me to get this off my chest. So that is what I'm going to do. But I don't even know where to start. I really have to think. What do I want to talk about first? I've been dealing with a lot. I feel like, I don't know if other people have been experiencing this. Or I don't know if it was like the new moon that we just recently had. Or what. I don't know what the fuck it was. But my head has kind of just been all over the place. I've been feeling things very deeply. I've been very emotional, and like, yes, I did just start my period, so that probably was a contributing factor, but also there was a new moon. Also, I'm, you know, in a new environment, so I think it's just a multitude of things. But I've seen a couple other people on TikTok, and also just my friends have also been saying, well, one of my friends has also been experiencing, like, you know, just a lot of emotion, like more than usual. And so, yeah, I don't know, maybe you guys have been experiencing that too, but I've just been so emotional and very much in my head, like very scatterbrained, and also just a lot of realizations. And like, I feel like every time I sit down and record an episode, I'm always like, guys, I had a new realization. And that's because every day I learn, every day I grow, and it's just, some are more intense than others, but this, the ones that I've been having, the realizations that I've been having these past few days have been extremely intense, and I'm in a better headspace now to actually sit down and, you know, talk about it, because I recorded an episode this morning, but one, it was pretty short, and I wasn't really happy with how it turned out, because, like, I've, you know, realized more, and had more thoughts since then, and now I feel like I'm in a better place to be able to do so, to like sit down and record an episode that I'm actually happy with. And this one's probably going to be really long just because I have so much to say that I literally don't even know where to start. But yeah, so I'm visiting my hometown, and okay, I guess I'll start here. So for those of you who don't know, I lived in my hometown, obviously, my entire life, basically. And then of August 2020, I moved up to a different city that was like 2 hours away to go to school. Honestly, I wanted to move, and I knew that school was the only way that I was going to be able to do that. So I moved up to that different city for school, and then I dropped out a couple months later because it was a waste of my time. I made a whole episode about that, why I did that. That's my first episode, so you can go listen to that. If you don't know, I dropped out of school. But yeah, I dropped out of school, and then I'm still living up there until my lease is over, and then once my lease is over, I'm going to Hawaii. And yeah, so I kind of have to give that as like a preface to this whole story that I want to explain. But ever since I had moved up there, I hadn't really come back to my hometown to visit. I mean, I had a couple times, but it was usually only for like a day or two. And I was typically just out doing things, like just very busy and not really like, you know, sitting with my emotions. And I didn't stay an extended period of time. So the time that I've been here was a longer stay. And as I've been here, I have just been having so many deep emotions and realizations and thoughts about the whole moving experience and what that was like. And what I've realized is, I don't think this is making sense. Let me say a few more things before I get into that. When I lived here a year ago, right? Like a year ago, I was in a very different state mentally. I was not the same person that I am now. I was just completely different. I existed in a very different vibration, I guess you could say. I existed in a very different energy field. Like I was a completely different person, and not in a good way. Like I'm happy with who I am now. But when I did live here, I had a lot of hurt and I had a lot of trauma that I needed to work through, a lot of emotional things that I needed to work through. And I just existed in a place of hurt. I existed in a negative vibration because I had all this healing and things that I needed to work on. And I was just a very negative person. I wasn't very emotionally aware. I wasn't very emotionally intelligent. Well, at the time I was for that time period, if that makes sense. But compared to how I am now, I was not. And I just existed and I was hurt and I had a lot of healing that needed to be done. And so when I moved away, I was able to heal, and I did some shadow work and some inner child healing, and it allowed me, I was basically in an environment where I wasn't growing, and I needed to move out of that environment because it wasn't healthy for me. And I knew that I had to move, and so I did that, and I knew that school was the only way I would be able to do that, even though I didn't really want to go to school. I think I hit the microphone. So I moved, and once I moved, I transformed. Like I really did learn a lot about myself. I did a lot of healing. A lot of things changed emotionally and spiritually for me. That's when I really started progressing spiritually, especially the longer that I stayed there and the longer that time went on, like the more time that passed, the more healing I did. And even up until this point now, like I can't edit that out, so sorry. Even up until this point now, I've just done so much healing, and I'm a very different person than I was a year ago. And so when I come back to this place, it reminds me of who I was a year ago, and it brings up all the emotions and the things that I felt from a year ago and from when I lived here. And it's not all positive. Like when I lived here, like, you know, I was struggling and I was hurt, and coming back has kind of brought up all of those negative emotions for me. And so I've been really struggling with just everything. Like, my head has just been all over the fucking place. And that's why I'm like, I don't know if it's something in the air. I don't know if it's the new moon or what. I think obviously it's a combination of everything, but like, I just realized that like all these old negative emotions that I haven't dealt with in a long time have resurfaced. And one thing, like one example that I can give of that is, like body image issues and eating disorder shit. Like a year ago, I was struggling more deeply with eating disorder mentality and orthorexia and like just poor self-esteem and poor body image. Like I struggled a lot, and I still do with that. But a year ago it was worse, and when I lived here it was worse. And so when I moved, that was one of the things that I really got better at and healed at and healed at. That didn't make sense. That was one of the things that I healed, and I'm in a good place with all that stuff now, and I've done a lot of healing around that. But I don't know, like coming back here has like brought all that stuff up, and I've started having thoughts that I haven't experienced in a long time because I did heal from it mostly, and now it like it's almost like I went back in time, and like my mental state went back in time, or my emotional state went back in time, and it's like I'm reminding myself of who I was back then. Even though it was just a year ago, I was a completely different person. And you know, past tendencies, oh sorry, that was the fire, I'm sure you guys heard that. Past tendencies are coming up, like with the eating disorder shit. Like I caught myself, you know, thinking like things that I would have thought when I was deep into my eating and body image issues, and I literally was like, what the fuck? I haven't thought like that in a long time, and I couldn't quite figure out why. And then I realized, like, you know, I'm here back in this place where I used to have a completely different outlook and energy, and it's like all these old emotions are coming up, and a lot of other emotions too that I would be here forever, you know, explaining. Well, I guess I will explain one other incident that I had, but basically I'll finish kind of my thought with that. I'm just such a different person now, and I feel like I say that a lot in this podcast, but I really, really am. And you guys don't really know that because I started this podcast only, I think, in November or December, and a year ago I was just completely different, like completely different, completely different, and not in a good way, not in a good way. Like I've done a lot of growth and I've done a lot of healing, and so I think coming back to this place that I used to live in and exist in has resurfaced all these old emotions and negative emotions and trauma and a lot of tough like shit. I mean, not tough, like obviously it could be worse. It's you know, this kind of sounds very first world, but like you know, just heavy emotional stuff has come up for me. And that's why I think it's just a combination of like the new moon and, you know, I'm in a new environment, all that stuff. So yeah, just a lot of stuff has come up for me. And you know, another perfect example that I can give, and this is kind of a long story, but I'm gonna tell it, even though I'm a little bit hesitant to, I think, just because I still feel so guilty, and you'll understand what I mean in a second. But I'll tell it. Fuck it, whatever. This is a space for self-awareness and healing, and you know, what better way to demonstrate that than to share a personal story of a moment of self-reflection, I guess I could say. But basically, I think that this was yesterday. Yeah, I went to the beach with, I was on my way to the beach with my best friend Katie, and my day was going good. I was feeling okay, or at least at the time I thought I was. But internally, you know, the body image issues and the eating disorder shit was like in the back of my mind, and all that shit was coming up. I just hadn't processed it yet in the way that I'm processing it now. And so subconsciously, I think I was not doing well. Subconsciously, I was living in my ego and just not doing well, spiritually or emotionally. But I didn't realize it because it was subconscious, if that makes sense. Excuse me. Jeez. But yeah, so I was on my way to the beach and we pull into the parking lot. It's a small parking lot. I parked like on the side to wait for someone to leave because the parking lot is really small. So I was just going to wait for someone to leave so that I could take their spot. Then there was this truck kind of across from me who was parked also off to the side, but near the showers. So I thought that they were going to use the showers and then leave, right? So whatever. This lady comes, she's leaving, and she's getting into her car, whatever, and she's leaving. And so I pull up to the car so I can go into the spot. But then the truck also pulls up and rolls down his window, and it's a guy, and it's like an older guy, and he's like saying something to me. He's like, I was waiting. Like, can't you see I was waiting or something, or I'm trying to park here, something like that. And I thought he was being rude. I thought he was being nasty, and just kind of being rude. And so I rolled my window down, and I'm not proud of this, but let me explain the whole story before you guys are like, what the fuck, why would you do that? But I rolled my window down, and I gave him attitude, and I was like, okay, I didn't know you were fucking leaving, like, or I didn't say that, I said, I didn't know you were waiting, I thought you were leaving, like, calm down, like, relax. Because I thought he was being rude, and like, because I sensed like a rude tone or whatever, and so I was like, I didn't know you were waiting, like, calm down, I will back out, like, you can have the spot, like, chill. And I was kind of being rude and giving him attitude, whatever. And he was like, he said like, okay, whatever. And he said something back, and I thought he was still being rude, so I called him an asshole. And I know I shouldn't have done that. Before I go off on that, let me finish the story. So I called him an asshole. He heard me and he said, why did you have to insult me? And I rolled up my window and I looked at my friend and I said, I feel bad now. And whatever. So, oh my gosh. So then I felt like so bad. I felt so bad because in that moment, I realized that he was actually not being rude. I just was projecting onto him, and I was the rude one. I was the fucking rude one. I did not need to give him attitude. I did not need to call him an asshole. Literally, Olivia, what the fuck? What the fuck? You didn't need to do that. I didn't need to do that. And then when he said, like, why'd you have to insult me? That's when it hit me, because I was like, what the fuck? I didn't need to do that. Like, I didn't need to do that. And I realized, like, he wasn't even being rude. That's why I felt so bad. Because, like, I just perceived him. Or, like, I interpreted him as being rude. Even though he wasn't. Which was my own, like, fault. And I projected my subconscious shit onto him. And I was rude to him. When in reality, he wasn't even rude to me. And then on top of it, I called him an asshole when he wasn't even being an asshole. And then I realized, even if he was being rude, even if he was being an asshole, I could have literally just rolled down my window and said, I'm sorry, sir. Like, I thought you were leaving. Like, I'm not going to take your spot. Like, I didn't know. I'm sorry. That's literally all I could have said. But no, instead, I was nasty and I was rude and I was a bitch. And I didn't, and like, for what? That literally just, I lashed out at him out of a place of my own hurt, because that's what we do when we lash out at people. Like, we lash out at people out of a place of our own hurt, and we project our internal emotions onto other people, and we interpret other people's, reactions, and then we project onto them. And it's like, literally, I was, I was struggling subconsciously and I didn't even know it. I didn't even know I was struggling subconsciously, which is why I projected that onto him. And I didn't even realize I did it until after he said, you know, why'd you have to insult me? Because I didn't need to do that. I literally didn't need to do that. But it gets worse. Well, not worse. It gets, there's a whole lesson around this, obviously, but the story gets worse. So he says, why'd you have to insult me? I roll up my window. I look at my friend Katie and I'm like, I feel so fucking bad now. And she's like, yeah, holy shit. Like, I feel bad too. Even like she felt bad and she wasn't even the one who said anything, which should just show you guys how unnecessary that was of me. And so whatever, he is waiting for the people to pull out because they still haven't pulled out yet. And he's waiting for their spot. But then as that car is about to leave, there's another car that's leaving. And so this gentleman moves his truck and he allows me to go in the spot that pulls out first. So he allowed me to park first. He moved his car so that I could park when I was the one who was an asshole to him, a literal asshole. And he let me go in front of him. And so then I park, I like waved at him and I said, thank you. But also I was too mortified to look him in the eyes. I park and I literally felt so bad that I started sobbing, not even exaggerating. I started sobbing and telling my friend, I feel so fucking bad. Like, I literally did not need to do that to him. And he was so nice to me. And like, he was kind to me after I was rude to him. And I was like, I felt so bad. I felt so bad, guys. And like, I literally want to cry thinking about it. I felt so guilty that I was rude to this man who had done absolutely nothing to me, wasn't even rude to me in the first place. And I just interpreted his words as rude, even though they weren't. And then he was kind to me. And then he was kind to me. And like, literally, I just felt so guilty. I sat in the car for like 10, 15 minutes just crying because I felt so bad. I felt so bad. And then, oh my God, then he got out of his car because then he parked and, you know, I'm sitting there crying and he kind of like, not goes up to my window, but he's like kind of a little bit far away and he like looks into my window and gives me a thumbs up and is like, we're all good. And I literally, then that made me start sobbing even more because he was kind to me and I was an asshole to him and I felt so fucking guilty and I still do, and this is probably gonna eat me up for a long time. But now let me share, well, before I share what I learned from that, even So whatever, I'm crying in the car and then we get out and I'm like, okay, I can forgive myself. I know that, like, I was just thinking, right? But I was still really, really, really emotional. So, but I was trying not to let it ruin my day. So we get to the beach, we're laying down and like, I just sat there like crying in silence, like, cause I didn't want my friend to see that I was still crying. Well, I didn't really care if she saw, but I just kind of sat there and had a moment of silence to myself, still crying. Because then all this other shit came up and it's like all this, let me explain what else came up. What was coming up for me was in that moment I had acted out of a place that I would have previously acted out of, right? A year ago, that's the type of thing that I would have done and probably not felt bad about it. Or maybe not have just even realized, you know? And it's like this hateful, negative side of me came out that I forgot I had, or forgot that I once had, right? Because when I moved, I did all this healing and I became, this version of myself that I never thought that I would, you know, become a person who was kind and patient. And I mean, I wasn't perfect. Like I'm still not perfect, obviously, obviously. Cause like, yesterday's thing, but you know, I did a lot of healing and I became a positive person and I started, you know, living and existing in a much higher frequency and, you know, a much more loving energy. And I forgot that I had that, like, at one point I was this negative energy. And like, when I said that to that guy, it like came out in me again. And I hadn't experienced that in so long. And I think that's why I felt so guilty, because I was like, where the fuck did that come from? Like, I haven't experienced that in so long. And then I just felt so fucking guilty. And then, like, you know, then when I was laying on the beach, I realized I still, like, have so much inner child healing that I need to do. And, you know, I just was, like, so confused, because, like, that side of me came out, and I hadn't experienced those types of negative emotions in so long. And I was, like, ashamed and embarrassed and felt so guilty that I was once that, but also let that come up again, because I'm not that person anymore. Like, I'm not a hateful person. I'm a kind and loving human being, as we all are, you know. Like, and even at that point in time, like, for example, a year ago, when I say that, like, I used to be this negative energy, I used to be a very negative person, but I still, at that point, I still was a loving human being. I was just so hurt, you know, because, like, when people are mean, or when people are not good people, it's because they've been hurt so much. And I realize that now more than ever, because it's like, when I was that negative, mean person who existed in a place of negativity, really all I was feeling was hurt. Excuse me. I was just a hurt human being. And the only way I knew how to, you know, be was just to not be nice, and, like, to be a negative person, and to look at the negative side of things, and to lash out, and to be impatient. And I know it's not like that for everyone, but for me, at least, that's how it was, because I spent a lot of my childhood and a lot of my, just my entire life, just being angry. And I could go really deep into that, but I don't think I could do that at this point in time. Maybe one day. I don't know. It's just because, like, family listens to this. You guys know. If you're a frequent listener, you know, you know. But yeah, I had that experience, and I was like, what the fuck? And then that made me so emotional, literally so emotional. I felt so guilty all day. And, you know, when I was laying on the beach, I was just like, what the fuck? What the fuck? Why? Like, and I was, you know, I was beating myself up, but I mainly felt guilty. And then, you know, other things came up from childhood. You know, I realized I have this inner child healing that I need to do, a lot more inner child healing that I need to do. You know, cause I don't ever want that side to come up again. You know, like, I know I'm a human being, and I know I will experience certain emotions. But I don't want any part of my being to even have that type of negative energy within me, to where I feel the need to lash out at people like that, or to interpret people's words or reactions or emotions like that. And because, like, even if, like I said, even if the dude was being rude to me, I literally could have just rolled my window down and acted out of a place of love and kindness, and just been like, I'm sorry, I thought, I didn't know you were leaving, like, I apologize, I'm not going to take your spot. I did not need to be rude to him. I didn't need to be rude back to him if he was being rude. And I didn't need to insult him. Why did I need to call him an asshole? I was the asshole. That is a clear example of projection. I was projecting onto him, because I knew I was an asshole. I knew I was feeling like a rude person, and I wasn't, like, feeling good. And so the only way I knew how to cope with that was to project. And I realized that after he acted kind to me, that is what gets me the most. That's what made me uncontrollably sob. And, yeah, I've been thinking about it ever since, and I've been reflecting on it. I journaled about it. I'm moving past it. But what I realized from that whole experience was that I don't need to stoop down to that level. Like, I don't need to stoop down to other people's level if they are being rude to me. And also, like, you know, like, everything I just said, like, I was just projecting onto this man. And I interpreted his words and actions and emotions completely wrong, and that was my fault. And then I was rude to him, and yet he was still kind to me. Like, that blows my mind. And I admire him. Like, I didn't see him after that, but I wish I would have had the courage to say, I'm so sorry. Like, or I wish I would have had the courage to, like, you know, just say I'm sorry, or to say, I didn't need to do that. And thank you for being, like, kind to me when I was literally an asshole to you. But I didn't see him. And also I was too embarrassed to even fucking look the dude in the eye. Like, look him in the eyes. I was so guilt ridden, and you know, it was not a good experience, but I learned from it, you know, because I could sit here and say, oh, I still feel so bad. Like, and I still do, of course. But what I realized is that was a lesson. Like, that was a lesson from the universe showing me, this is how you need to be. You need to be like this man, you know? He wasn't even rude to you, but you were rude to him. And then he continued to act out of a place of kindness. And you need to do that. The universe was like, bitch, what are you doing? Let go of that anger that you still have. Because, like, in some ways I have healed a lot of my anger. And I have done a lot of healing and forgiving. And I'm a much less angrier human being. And I exist, or I live in a very positive energy field, or I'm a very positive person. But there's still that subconscious, like, there's still that within me a little bit, and you know, I'll never be fully healed, I guess you could say, quote unquote, but, like, you know, I'll never be perfect. I'll never be like a fucking angel who's never mean to anyone, obviously, because also that made me realize, like, you know, I'm sure that guy has bad days. I'm sure he does shit sometimes that he's not proud of, but, like, we're human beings. Ew, why did I say it like that? We're human beings, and, you know, sometimes we do things that we're not proud of. Like, sometimes we make mistakes. Sometimes we hurt people unintentionally. Sometimes we hurt people intentionally, and as long as we can become aware of it, recognize it, and heal and learn from it, that is all that matters. Because I could still be, you know, guilt tripping and beating myself up for it, but I realized that that's obviously not going to do anything. All I can do is recognize where I went wrong, excuse me, recognize what I did wrong, recognize how I could have handled that differently, and healed from it, and heal from it, and learn from it, and, you know, do better next time. Because that's what the human experience is about, taking the lessons that you, or taking the things that you experience, you know, positive and negative, and learning from them. Like, you know, when you have certain experiences, ask yourself, what am I learning from this? What am I going to learn from this? What is this teaching me? What is this showing me? What is this presenting to me? And I just realized I might title this episode Lessons from the Universe, because I feel like that is what the universe does. The universe presents lessons to us, and you know, sometimes they're negative experiences, but we need to have those negative experiences to teach us certain things. And I think I've talked about this many times before, but we all have negative experiences that shape us, and it's whether or not we choose to take those experiences. We can either victim blame and say, oh, poor me, why did this have to happen to me, or I'm such a horrible person, I hate myself, or we can take the experience and, you know, say, maybe I made a mistake, or maybe this event was not pleasant, or not, you know, fun or positive, but it taught me something, and it's teaching me something, and I'm growing because of this. And that is, like, one of the number one things that I will stand by, because it's like, you can choose how you want to perceive life and perceive what life presents itself to you. Because we all have negative, like, experiences. We all have our own troubles. We all have our own, you know, worries, our own trauma. But it's like, do we play the victim, or do we heal and do we grow? And I know that it's easier said than done, because, like, it's much easier to play the victim. It's much easier to stay in a place of hurt and be like, you know, poor me. Why does this have to happen to me? This isn't fair. You know, or beat yourself up. It's very easy to beat yourself up. It's very easy to say, I'm a horrible person. I don't deserve to be happy. I don't deserve to heal. You know, or it's very easy to just play the victim and just say, you know, life is horrible because this happened to me. Like, why would you do that? Why would you want to live like that? We can have negative experiences and we can make mistakes, but it's a lesson. It's a lesson. Everything is a lesson. I'm getting passionate about this. I need to calm down. But this is a lesson that, like, I stand by so strongly because I look back, you know, at my life, and there was times where I played the victim and I beat myself up because it was more comfortable to do that than to heal from it. And, you know, I didn't really finish my thought, but what I was saying was it's more comfortable to stay in that state of, you know, victim blaming and self-hatred because it's easier to do that than to heal from the negative emotions. When in reality, you know, healing and choosing to have a different outlook is ultimately obviously most healing and most beneficial to you, because you realize that you get to choose how you perceive life. You get to choose how you perceive situations. You get to choose how you perceive your own emotions, even, which I'll get into that in a little bit. But it's like, what I want to say, or what I want to finish with that thought is, actually, never mind, I just completely forgot what I was saying. I lost my train of thought because I just have got a lot of thoughts going on right now. I know what I'm saying. You get to choose how you perceive life, right? So let's say, personally, I've had some negative experiences. I've had quite a few negative experiences and my own struggles that the internet doesn't see, and the internet will probably never see, because, you know, one, it's in the past, and two, like, the internet does not see the negative side of things. And, you know, even on my social medias, I feel like I'm kind of going off topic here, but like, off my social medias, it may look like I'm this really happy, positive, amazing person who has a perfect life. And while I am super positive, and while I am super privileged in many, 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 many ways, I still have my bad days, and I still have had plenty of struggles that you guys have no clue about. And, you know, so, yeah, I don't really know where I was going with that, but just there's a lot that you don't see on everyone's social media and on the internet in general. But basically, you know, I've had my own struggles and my own childhood shit. But I used to, you know, take that and victim blame and blame other people, you know, guilt trip myself and hate myself for certain mistakes that I had made, or blame other people for mistakes that they had made. And I was choosing to view the world and life in a negative place because I was hurt. But then when I moved and I realized, you know, life is going to be exactly what I want it to be. Yes, I have had negative experiences, but negative experiences don't define the entire course of my life. Like, yes, they shaped me into who I am, but do I want to heal and learn from these negative experiences, or do I want to attach myself to them and prolong that pain and prolong that sadness and, you know, prolong that self-guilt and self-hatred? It's like, I get to choose how I view the world. If I want to view the world and my life and my reality as a negative place and as a negative thing that's had many negative experiences, then that's what it's going to be. But if I, you know, choose to view the world as a place of growth and love and abundance and a place that provides lots of learning opportunities and is also just a beautiful fucking place, and, you know, where you can meet beautiful people and create connections and see beautiful things, and there's just so many amazing things to life. It's like, why wouldn't I want to view the world that way. There is no answer, because it's like the only reason that you wouldn't want to view that the world that way is because you're choosing to stay in a place of victim blaming. And I know that might sound controversial, because it's like, well, you don't understand what I've been through. Like some might say, oh, you, well, it's easy for you to view the world that way because you have this, this, and that. And I get that. But it's like, no, I have had my fair share of horrible experiences and traumatic things that have happened to me. But I've healed from them. I've chosen to heal from them. And I know that this sounds harsh. Let me take a pause and rephrase. I know that this sounds harsh, and this may sound like I'm saying, oh, you know, everyone should just be happy, or everyone should just, you know, forget about their trauma and, you know, just choose to be happy even though you've had trauma, whatever. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is your experiences and your trauma and your negative things that have happened to you are valid completely. But what I'm saying is you can't let those negative experiences and trauma define the entire course of your entire existence and define how you perceive the world. Because doing that is playing the victim, right? Because it's like, oh, this happened to me, so now I hate the world. That's at least how I used to view it. Like, I had negative experiences, and so then I only knew how to exist in this place of hurt and hate, and I was choosing to view the world in a negative light. And I talked about this in another episode. I think it was either two episodes ago. I don't remember, but I was talking about how, you know, I used to believe that I didn't deserve to be happy because there was other people who had it worse out there than me. I'm not going to get into that, but if you listen to that episode, you know what I'm talking about. It's kind of the same concept. But yeah, I went off on a whole tangent. I don't even know where I was going with that. Oh, my grandma's coming outside.
Libby, I'm going to go on to bed. Will you put my phone cord in
the, yes,
in my bedroom when you finish?
Sure.
Okay.
Enjoying
the fire?
I am. Good night. Sorry about that. I can't edit that out. I don't know if I mentioned this already, but I can't edit this episode. So this is a one and done type of thing. So all my stuttering and mistakes that I've made, if I've like repeated words, it's because I cannot edit things out, which made me a little bit nervous at first, because usually I edit my episodes and I'm like, because I say like a lot and I say a lot, but I just edit it out. But with this one, I can't do that. So you guys are getting a very raw and authentic depiction of me and how I speak without any editing. How long has this episode been? Oh, it's only been 43 minutes. That's not bad. I expected it to be longer. But yeah, I don't remember where I was going with that or anything that I was trying to say. I think I said everything I wanted to say. I'm pretty sure. 'Cause that was on my mind heavily. The experience with the older gentleman at the beach, that really affected me and has affected me for the past few days, 'cause I've still been thinking about it, of course. But you know, after making this episode and after journaling, like I said, it was a lesson. It was a point of growth. I'm not proud of the way I acted and the way I responded, but the only thing I can do is look at it as a learning opportunity, and to forgive myself and to understand that I will do better next time, and take the lesson that experience brought me and that the universe presented to me. So that is what's on my mind. But yeah, that is what has been on my mind lately, and I wanted to share it, and it feels very good to get that off my chest. So if you have listened this far, thank you. I appreciate you. I hope you could resonate with some of the things that I said. And remember, that everything is a lesson. And I will stand by that till the day I die. I am getting attacked by mosquitoes, so I need to hurry up and go inside. I love all of you guys. Thank you so much for listening. I appreciate you more than you know. And I will talk to you in the next episode.